This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. So we are staying in our quest to find value stocks, even though growth stocks remain in the spotlight, driving this market higher. And we all know the large caps are fairly expensive now. Even large cap value is pretty pricey. It's more difficult to find large cap value now. That's kind of where I'm in agreement with Warren Buffett, who recently said he's having trouble finding anything to buy with Berkshire's cash sitting around. And other than energy and some of the banks, it's really hard even in the large caps. So I thought I'd take a look at small caps again. We've looked at them periodically over even just the last couple of years because the small caps have lagged. You know, there is no small cap NVIDIA so far, although Supermicro Computer, which has also soared in the last year on the AI trade, was a fairly small company before the surging. Or the soaring, as you might say. But it wasn't under $1 billion, but it was more of the mid-cappy range before the stock really took off. So I guess there could be a small cap NVIDIA lurking out there. But right now, the small caps are still trailing. And so I like looking at them because that is where you can find some hidden gems, some good ideas that might seem cheap because small caps still are cheap, despite everyone thinking the small caps might take off this year. It's still not really happening. So I decided to run a screen that I have run before on the Zacks, premium screens. And it's just small caps with growth, I think is the name of it. But it's a secret value screen as well, because it does include the value component in there. And it clearly states in the description of the screen that it's small caps with growth and low valuations. So I like that immediately. Anything I can get with, you know, good to low valuations and the growth component, I'm all over that. So this screen has a bunch of components in it. They used price to sales for the value part of it, not PE, but just price to sales, which is a good tool to use for this type of screen, because the PE on the smaller cap company might not really tell you the genuine cheapness, but the price to sales will. Doesn't matter the size of the company. If it's one or under, that means we are getting those sales at a discount. So if it's 0.5, doesn't matter if it has a market cap of 200 million or 200 billion, we're still only paying 50 cents on the dollar for those sales. So this one does include the price to sales ratio under one. For the growth side, it includes this year's estimated growth above 20%. You have to have the last close has to be over $5 for the stock, so we don't get any that are, you know, a dollar on this type of screen. Market cap under $1 billion, so that's pretty small. Some people do go up to $2 billion for the small caps, or even $1.5 billion, but I kept this one at $1 billion to keep it very small on the small cap side. It has to have average volume above 100,000 shares, and it does include the Zacks rank. So we are getting, hopefully, some rising earnings estimates of a number one, which is the strong buys, or the number twos, which is buys. So that's not as narrow as just looking for the number ones. That's going to be a lot more difficult. But surprisingly, there were a few number ones that did come through on this screen. But adding the number twos mean we're getting over 800 companies qualify with this type of screen, and we're going to need it with a market cap of $1 billion or less. So I ran the screen and I got 11 stocks. So that's a little bit more than I would have thought, given the cheapness and the growth factor and how tiny we're looking for these small caps. So I looked at the list and there was maybe one or two I even vaguely remember from prior podcasts or just running across them somehow, maybe looking at the Zacks Rank side. So that's good. That's what we want. If we're running a small cap screen, we're not expecting to get an NVIDIA-like company, right? That we all have heard of. Oh yeah, I know that one. And it does this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I follow it on StockTwits. No, these are going to be unknown companies where I have to go onto their website, try to figure out what they do, take a look at, you know, you're going to have to look at everything with the small caps. And that's why a lot of people just like to buy the indexes for the small caps. But we like to buy individual stocks a lot here on the Value Investor podcast. And it's always good and interesting to take a look at these small caps. It does get you kind of fired up because you've never heard of them. And so maybe I will find a hidden gem among these 11 stocks. But I picked out 5 out of the list. And again, I just went with whatever the name was. Maybe I thought it would be something interesting. And so some of them were. So let's dive right in and see what they are. So the first one is called Astronix. Ticker A as in Adam, T as in Tom, R as in Robert, O. A-T-R-O. And I'm literally going to read off of the websites to tell you what these companies do. So Astronix serves the world's aerospace, defense, and other mission-critical industries with proven innovative technology solutions. It says for over 50 years, they've delivered creative, customer-focused solutions with exceptional responsiveness. Today, global airframe manufacturers, airlines, military branches, completion centers, and Fortune 500 companies rely on the collaborative spirit and innovation of Astronix. Okay, so that's what the company does. They don't pay a dividend. Market cap of just $607 million. Price to sales ratio is 0.88. And I looked up just to kind of see what the stock was doing. 1 year, it's up 36.3%. And it kind of peaked a couple months ago and has been coming back down. But the S&P 500 over that same year is up 34%, so slightly beating the S&P 500. On this one, I did not look to see if they've recently reported. So we get a lot of large caps at the beginning of earnings season. You know, we get the banks, then we get the Magnificent Seven, we get all those big tech type of companies. And then towards the end of earnings season, we end up getting the retailers, but a lot of the smaller cap companies, for whatever reason, tend to report later in the season as well. So I see this one did not. It reported at the end of February, and next earnings expected about mid-May. So we don't have a recent earnings report on this one. And I do see, even though we didn't screen for PE, the PE is 25 on Astronix. Now, a lot of the small caps are only going to have one analyst on them, maybe two. We're going to get like one estimate, definitely under 5 estimates usually for most of these, unless it's in some really hot industry. And this one is no exception. We have one estimate. So whatever that one person decides to do is what's going to give us the Zacks Rank. So 2024, it's mostly just staying in line. It's been at 71 cents over the last 90 days. So not a lot of change there. And it is a Zacks number 2 buy stock. But earnings expected to be up 188% this year because they did lose 80 cents a share in 2023. That's the other thing about the small caps. You're going to find these kind of interesting situations when you start going in and examining, like, well, what did happen? Why did they lose 80 cents last year? You'd have to go back and look at, you know, their quarterly reports, any kind of investor day, anything you could get your hands on to figure out why they lost 80 cents last year. So be sure to do that with any of these companies, because just screening a basic screen like this does not capture all of what's going on with any company, but certainly these small caps. So that's Astronix, ticker ATRO. Okay, then I picked out the second company because I did like this name and I was wondering if it was maybe a financial, but I didn't know. This called American Vanguard. And yes, I was sucked in on the Vanguard part, It sounds kind of like a mutual fund company, right? American Vanguard, maybe because Vanguard is already used as that. Ticker is A as in Adam, V as in Victor, D as in David. But I was wrong, completely wrong. This company is a diversified specialty and agricultural products company that develops, manufactures, and markets solutions for crop protection and nutrition, turf and ornamental management, commercial and consumer pest control. It's headquartered in Newport Beach, but it has global business and customers in the U.S., Australia, Brazil, Latin America, Mexico, and globally. Obviously, anywhere where there's agriculture, it's mostly going to be doing business. Market cap of $311 million, so pretty small. Price to sales is 0.55. Now, the ag sector has been getting hammered. So I knew before I even looked at this chart, like, the chart's going to be not too good. And sure enough, 1 year, it's down 46%. Fertilizers in particular have been really hit, but all the pricing has come down. And while they're not a fertilizer producer, they're still in this general business, and it's been tough. But as we know, as value investors, maybe that's where we should be taking a look. So they're reporting earnings right when I'm releasing this podcast. So like I said, some of them report late in the cycle, and this is one of them. It's reporting on March 14th. So if you're listening to this at any point, pretty much, you're going to have to go back and see what did this stock do. Some of the other kind of ag names have not been great this earnings season, so this one may fall into that category. But 1 year, again, it's already down 46%. 5 years, it's down 39% in near 5-year lows. So since they haven't reported fourth quarter 2023, we expect earnings to fall 71% for the year of 2023, looking for 26 cents. But next year, looking for 71 cents for 2024, up 173%. Will that hold after this earnings report and after we hear from the company? We don't know. That could change everything here. So be alert. Be alert on something like this. But if you feel like the ag sector is close to bottoming, then it might be time to take a look at some of these, at least for a cyclical play. These are very difficult to buy and hold. I've been stuck in some of these for a while because it is difficult to buy and hold on these cyclicals. But this one's pretty low, like I said. Price of sales of 0.55, and the PE is at 15 right now before the earnings. So that's American Vanguard, ticker AVD. A as in Adam, V as in Victor, D as in David. Third stock, Mativ Holdings, ticker M as in Mary, A as in Adam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor. And they're a global leader in specialty materials, headquartered in Alpharetta, Georgia. They manufacture on 3 continents with sales in 100 companies. They do polymers, fibers, resins. Market cap of $979 million. So this is one of the bigger ones on the screen. Price to sales ratio of 0.3. 1 year, it's down 24%. And the 5 year, it's down 60% and near the 5-year lows. So this is another one where you're really going to have to do some investigation. Is it also cyclical, out of favor with the specialty materials? It has a PE of just 12, and it has already reported. So when it reported, it was even lower, the shares, and it did get a big surge off of that. We only have one estimate on it, and they're looking for $1.50 for this year. That is up 87% compared with a year ago. 2023 saw just 80 cents. Next year, 2025, they're looking for $1.80, and that's up another 20%. So again, you'd really have to go in, was this a cyclical thing? Is it pricing? What was happening last year where they made 80 cents and now the analyst expects them to make $1.50? These are things you got to check out when you're looking at these small caps, but that's MATV, M-A-T-V as in Victor is the ticker. Okay, the fourth company is Quad Graphics. And I'm really going to have to read definitely off the website for this one about what it is they do. The ticker is Quad, Q-U-A-D. And it says it's a global marketing experience company that helps brands make direct consumer connections from household to in-store to online. Supported by state-of-the-art technology and data-driven intelligence, Quad uses its suite of media, creative, and production solutions to streamline the complexities of marketing and remove friction from wherever it occurs in the marketing journey. Quad tailors its uniquely flexible, scalable, and connected solutions to clients' objectives, driving cost efficiencies, improving speed to market, strengthening market effectiveness, and delivering value on client investments. They serve 2,700 clients with 13,000 employees in 14 countries. 2023 net sales was $3 billion. And that's about it. They are in 40 plus manufacturing and distribution facilities worldwide. So that's kind of interesting. So they did report quarterly results in the fourth quarter. So we're not expecting an earnings report from this one imminently, like some of these others. Let's see what happened with Quad. So they're a number two buy, and they barely made the screen. So they are trading right at $5, but it looks for the $5 on the close. So must have closed the day before I reported this at $5. 1 year, the stock is actually up 25.9%, but that's under the S&P 500 of about 34%. But over the last 5 years, it's down 58.2%. It's very volatile, as you might expect. Now, why don't I have the actual, and I don't have the size here, $264 million market cap. It does pay a dividend. That's unusual. Of 4% or 20 cents a share. So usually you don't see dividends that often with small caps unless it's one that's been around a long time and kind of, you know, is a little more established. And I'm thinking of like some of the smaller furniture retailers. They've been known to pay them over the years, like a Haverty's. You know, they've been in business like 100 years or whatever, and they have good free cash flows, but this one must too to pay a dividend yielding about 4%. They have a PE of 6.8. And what is their price to sales? Well, we know it's under one, but for some reason I skipped that part. Let's see, price to sales 0.09. So that's not even, that's super low. They almost have no price to sales. We're getting their sales almost for free. That's what that says. But PE is also low. So that's telling us, you know, the stock is definitely cheap. What's going on with the estimates? We have one only. And last year, 2023, they made 52 cents. So they're paying 20 cents out of the 52. But this year expected to make 74 cents. And then the one estimate that we have in there is looking for $1.20 for next year, for 2025. So that's earnings growth of 42% this year and 62% for next year. But this is a stock trading right around $5. So those get really volatile. And this stock is volatile just on the chart. So be warned, have a strong stomach. But you're going to have to with a lot of these small caps. So that's Quad Graphics, ticker Q-U-A-D. And then the last one, I'm not going to lie, I picked because it had technologies in the name. I was curious, what's this one all about? And it's Synchronos Technologies, ticker S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, C as in Cat, R as in Robert. And they said, we build software that helps streamline networks, simplify onboarding, and engage subscribers to create new revenue and reduce costs. They reported on March 12th, just before I recorded this. So we do actually have their report in. I clicked on it to take a look, And I discovered that they're now a pure play cloud company. So this is why you gotta click on more than just what the website says, because sometimes they don't update what their company actually does. They're divesting of the messaging and the network X businesses. They're going to be pure play cloud, which they mostly are. In this last quarter, 99% of revenue was from cloud now. They also did a reverse stock split, apparently. And so there's just a lot going on. 5 years, these shares are actually down 87.7%. Over the last year, they're up. So they have rebounded off the lows, up 28.6%. This is a very small cap at 107 million market cap, price to sales of 0.5. But they're expected to lose money. This year, expected to lose 75 cents. Next year, expected to lose 86 cents. And they also missed big on this fourth quarter, only expected to make 11 cents, I believe. But they actually lost 85 cents. And some of that could be because of this transition and the costs associated with that. You'd have to really pile in there. No, they were expected to lose 11 cents. Sorry, not make, lose 11 cents, but they lost 85 cents. So that's a pretty big miss there when you're talking about a company that's this small. So last year, they actually lost $1.41. So they are moving in the right direction if you look at it that way, because again, the analysts have a loss of just 75 cents for this year. We have two estimates on it for 2024, only one for 2025, where then they're kind of going the wrong direction again with a loss of 86 cents. So they did have negative free cash flow, which I saw briefly. So you want to watch the cash on hand with a company like this. But these are some of the things you do have to watch out for with any company, but certainly with the small caps. And a company like this is kind of changing its whole business model. That's always going to be difficult as well. So that's Synchronoss Technologies, SNCR. So it's a mix. It's a mix of various companies. Most of us have probably never heard of any of these unless you live in one of the towns or, you know, areas, the regions where they do business. You might know someone who works at one, that kind of thing. That's the thing with small caps. So you can use the Zacks Rank to try to uncover some small caps that are cheap. This one, we also did look for the growth. That's key for me if I'm buying this small. It's key for me when I'm buying anything, but certainly with the smalls, I do want to know that they are growing. And why is it so cheap? That's something you're going to have to dig into. Sometimes it is just because nobody knows the company. Sometimes it is because they are in an unfavorable industry, or just things are not going well in that industry, like with the agriculture stock we had in here. So these are a lot of things going on with the small caps, but it's always fun to go in and find some new names. Look around for where some value stocks might be. Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway can't buy these very tiny companies anymore. They simply have too much money to be worried and concerned with a company with, you know, a $264 million market cap. But we can. So it's small cap value, the best performing asset class of the last 75 years, but we haven't seen it in the last decade. And sometime it will break out again. And so it's always good to look around and see what's out there, especially when the large caps are as expensive as they are now. Maybe it might be small caps is where you got to go. And these are just some choices to take a closer look at. So let me recap the tickers. We have Astronix, ticker ATRO, American Vanguard, A, V as in Victor, D as in David. We had Mativ Holdings, M as in Mary, A, T as in Tom, V as in Victor. We had Quad Graphics, Q, U, A as in Adam, D as in David, QUAD. And then we had Synchronoss Technologies, ticker S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, C as in Cat, R as in Robert. And as always, you want to subscribe to get all of our Value Investor Podcast, because I am bringing you value stocks every week. And these are some different ones. Maybe you've never heard of these. And we are always looking for value. So join us every week. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can get us on YouTube. Go to Zach's podcast and subscribe to that channel. You can get us on Spotify, Amazon Music. We're also on SoundCloud with the Zach's Market Edge, my other podcast I do every week. But search for under Zach's Market Edge over there to find that one. But find us somewhere. And I'll see you again next time on the Value Investor Podcast.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zach's Investment Research as a whole.